puzzled as to why the Scottish National Party government led by Nicola Sturgeon had threatened to board Irish vessels, and some of them vessels from Donegal, and to stop them fishing in the 12-mile limit around Rockall. And what we learned subsequently is that there is a 2013 agreement that was signed up to by an Irish government that had cabinet members including Leo Varadkar, Richard Bruton, and Simon Coveney, who at that time was the Minister for the Marine. And they signed up to an agreement with the British government that accepted that not only Rockall itself, but a huge area around it was within the economic exclusive zone of the United Kingdom. It's a bilateral agreement. And this has given the Scottish government the basis to make those threats. But this agreement was never put before the Houses of the Oireachtas. Indeed, it was very much a quiet agreement until years later fishing representatives learned about it. So there's serious questions for the Irish government. And indeed, we have a Taoiseach and Taoiseach who were in the cabinet at that time as to how all this happened. And then why they didn't make us all aware when we debated very controversial legislation earlier this year, the Sea Fisheries Amendment Bill.
Is it peculiar that, it didn't come up then and it's only sort of taking a head now?
Oh, indeed. I mean, we were told in the Sea Fisheries Amendment Bill that we must allow UK-registered vessels to fish right onto the shoreline around the Irish coast because we wanted to restore an arrangement that had been around for decades called the Voisinage Agreement, and we wanted to build good relations ahead of Brexit. But what we weren't told is that the British government, Scottish government, were threatening to board Irish vessels, were telling us to keep out of the 12-mile limit in correspondence. So there was a lot of things happening behind the scenes. The full truth was not on the table, and I want answers from Minister Michael Creed today.